This special April Fool's Big C podcast is brought to you by
7th grade tech class at New Hampton Middle School. This segment of the Big C podcast is brought to you by Faith
and Rachel.
You've been in football, baseball, and basketball, but have you thought of track? If you haven't, you should take a listen.
Track begins on Monday, March 31st. The first day usually includes a sign-up to see who is coming out. It's a fast season in the middle school level because it's only about 7 weeks long. Our first meet is on April 17th in Waverly Shell Rock.
Track is a great sport that works on a person's strength, coordination, and conditioning. Many of the high school's best athletes are in track to help them get better for other sports.
I expect to have a fun and successful season. We may not have as many kids as we have in Waverly or Decorah, but the student athletes can do things just as well as any of them. Hopefully this season the weather will be warm and sunny for the most part.
We do a lot of goal setting, and it's a joy to see them complete their goals. Running is one of our favorite hobbies, and we enjoy sharing it with others.
This segment of the Big C Podcast is brought to you by Kyle
and Nick. What makes up classic rock?
It's a radio format known as Album Oriental Rock. Had to be recorded 20 years ago and had to hit the million chart.
Have you ever heard of the greatest bands and rock artists in the 60s, 70s, and 80s?
Some include
CCR, Traveling Band.
ZZ Top performs Girls, Girls, Girls.
Steve Miller Band, Keep on Rockin' Me Baby.
Earl Smith sings Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Deep Purple is famous for Smoke on the Water.
Jim Cross, Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Def Leppard, Photograph.
Tom Petty, Run Down the Dream.
Boston is more famous for More Than a Feeling.
Styx, Renegade.
Classic rock is sheer awesomeness.
This segment of the Big C Wacky Weather Report is brought to you by
Nolan H.
Nolan U.
And Autumn.
Your April Fool's local weather forecast for this week.
There's an 85% chance there will be a tsunami coming through with 8-foot waves. Wednesday, there's a chance of 80-degree weather with a slight breeze, a great time for a swim at Michelson Park.
Thursday, we're expecting volcano eruptions with explosions that reach 1,000 feet in the sky.
Friday, we're going to have a hurricane with winds up to 100 miles per hour and 3 inches of rain.
Saturday, we're expecting it to be raining cats and dogs, so get your umbrellas ready.
Sunday is predicted to be a big monsoon going to hit New Hampton.
April Fools!
This segment of the Big C Podcast is brought to you by Mackenzie Young. On a more serious note, let's hear about Honor Choir. Do you know what Honor Choir is? Students were chosen and coached by Miss Jill Irvin to work on selected music and perform in Owine. New Hampton Middle School students in this year's Honor Choir are William Dronson, Micaiah Creener, Faith Erdman, and Mackenzie Young. Honor Choir chairs are Adam Radcliffe from Clayton Ridge and Cassidy Benshotter from Tripoli. We will rehearse with guest directors Kimberly Gravin from Waterloo and Laura Fogg from Johnston. Honor Choir will be taking place on April 22nd at the Williams Performing Arts Center in Owine. 220 students in grades 7th and 8th from across Northeast Iowa will start off their day at 9:30 a.m. with registration and seating. From there, they will rehearse until it's time for lunch. Then it's time for more rehearsal until supper. Yay! The concert will be held at 7 p.m. This concert is open to the public and free will donations will be accepted at the door. If you choose to come, they ask you to please park in the east large lot and not the south small lot. If you have any questions, please contact your student's teacher. They will gladly help you. We hope to see you there. For a list of the songs performed, go to 95.1 The Bull and check out the podcast script.
This is a Big C segment that is brought to you by Hannah W.
Kerrigan.
And Natalie.
Are you going to the New Hampton Elementary School Carnival Friday, April 4th, 6 to 8:30 p.m.?
And you can stop by the cafeteria at 5:30 p.m. for dinner.
Now here's an interview from Mrs. Kennedy, the elementary school principal, about the carnival.
So, Mrs. Kennedy, how much did you fundraise last year?
Our carnival brought in about $11,000.
What did the money you raised go to last year?
Last year we paid for 2 quality field trips for each grade level. For instance, 4th grade went to the Osborne Nature Center, and they went to the Landfill Center in Mason City, and Carnival, of course, paid for both of those trips, and 2 for each of the grade levels. We paid for the Reading Rocks Initiative, which usually costs us about $500. We paid for other incentives and initiatives for all grade levels, and we also brought in Gallagher Bluedorn to do a performance entitled Stone Soup.
What games are there going to be at the carnival?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question. There's golf, there's a spinning wheel, and just the usual. Everything that was there last year. There'll be face painting. Definitely the cardboard's coming again this year.
Yeah, pretty fun.
How long does it take you to set up the carnival?
We start this year. We're actually going to close down the gym at noon on Friday, April 4th, and we'll begin setting it up about that time. And I would guess it takes about 300 or 400 people, because we involve all of our students to go in and set up, and we have volunteers that come in and set up also. So between noon and 5:30, all of those people will be doing their jobs. Everybody has a different job, and we'll be ready to go by 6 o'clock. That's when the carnival starts.
Sounds pretty busy. So do you need a lot of volunteers then?
We actually do right now. We're looking for volunteers, people that will come and help us. I think we have enough people to help us set up. We need people that will come and help us actually run the games and do things during the carnival. We'll need people to come and clean up afterwards. And we also need people to bring cakes for the cakewalk, cookies, and bars.
That's all the time we have. Now on to the next Big C segment.
This segment of the Big C Podcast is brought to you by
Hannah,
Desi,
and Jaden.
Are you into fashion? We will tell you some up-to-date, funny fashion styles.
So let's get started by rocking out with those bell-bottoms.
To go with those bell-bottoms, you can wear an oversized shirt from the 80s.
If you're feeling stylish, you could wear a Unite with leg warmers.
Oh, and don't get me started on parachute pants. They're like totes cute.
If you need some shoes, wear jellies are the ones for you. They go with everything.
If you don't like jellies, you can pick out some cute candies, another fashionable shoe type that is like so in right now.
Style is a way to say who you are without having to speak it. So remember, the next time you go to your granny's house, go put her bell-bottoms on.
Or leg warmers.
Or parachute pants.
And partay. Thanks for listening to our funny fashion segment.
This Big C segment is brought to you by
Justin
and Keegan. Get ready for this silly segment about science.
Did you know rabbits and parrots can see behind themselves without moving their heads?
So my teacher was lying about having eyes on the back of their head.
And it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open. And if you eat a polar bear's liver, you will die because humans can't handle that much vitamin A.
I hate liver anyway. Did you know for a rocket to escape Earth's gravity, it has to travel 7 miles a second?
That's 25,200 miles per hour.
If every star in the Milky Way galaxy was a grain of salt, it could fill an Olympic-sized pool. Imagine putting that much salt on your fries. That's all for our segment today for the silly April Fool's Day.
This Big C Silly Survey segment is brought to you by Regan,
Mackenzie, and Shelby. The first question of the day is, would you rather jump in a lake when it's cold or walk on a hot sandy desert barefoot?
Well, 14 out of 19 students chose to jump in a lake, and the others said that they would walk in a desert.
Next question. If you were a superhero, would you throw ice or fire?
10 out of 19 students said ice, and the others chose fire.
What's the next question?
Well, out of these top 4 items, which one do you have in your refrigerator all the time? Water, eggs, shredded cheese, or barbecue sauce?
All 19 students had at least one of these things in their refrigerator at all time.
Do you?
What would you rather be, a fish or a bird?
15 students said bird, and the other 4 said fish. I chose a bird because then I could fly. How fun!
And the last silly question of the day. If you were a crayon, would you be orange or navy blue?
11 students chose orange, so that means 8 chose navy blue.
That's all with this silly survey by Regan, Shelby, and Mackenzie, answered by the 7th grade tech class.
And before I forget, happy April Fool's Day!
This Big C podcast is brought to you by Mitch,
Dylan,
Tanner.
Get ready for some April Fool jokes. Which runs faster, hot or cold?
I don't know, hot?
Yes, hot, because everyone can catch a cold. What do elves learn at school?
The numbers?
No, the alphabet. Why did the boy bring a ladder to school?
I don't know why.
He wanted to go to high school. How do you make a tissue dance?
You shake it?
No, you put a little boogie in it.
What goes up but does not move?
I don't know, an elevator?
No, the stairs. Where should a 500-pound alien go?
I don't know, on a treadmill?
On a diet. Oh. What did one toilet say to the other?
I don't know, flush?
No, you look a bit flush.
Oh.
Why do bicycles fall over?
I don't know why.
Because they're too tired.
How many months have 28 days?
I don't know. How many?
All of them. How many letters are in the alphabet?
I don't know. Isn't there like 26?
No, there are 11 letters in the alphabet. Okay, what is the center of gravity?
Isn't that the sun?
No, the V letter. If a crocodile makes shoes, then what does a banana make?
Slippers?
Yes, they make slippers. Good job. Have a happy April Fool's Day, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed our April Fool's Big C podcast.
Our next one will be April 15th.